Krishna. I have a question from someone who wants to remain anonymous, and she says, I have gone through endless failed conjugal relationships, whether it be with devotees or non-devotees. Should I give up totally on searching or waiting for a proper life partner, since maybe it's my karma that I'm paying, and I should not struggle to make things worse when they end up always disastrous? Hare Krishna. Well, I know who the person is, although keeping it anonymous. And my first comment would be that for someone who's a devotee, who this person is, trying to develop a relationship with non-devotees is not a good idea. It should be much preferably with devotees, because obviously you have to have things in common, and without having things in common, then why already start a relationship like that when you don't have common values that you want to share in life, that you believe in life, but that you have actually a different value system? I'm also a little unclear about what here failed conjugal relationship is. A conjugal relationship is an amorous relationship. It's a what we call illicit relationship. I don't know if that's actually what's being meant. I'll just take it that here's someone who's trying to find a husband and has had a connection with different men, and it hasn't worked. So what should they do? Should they give up or not? Certainly when something that's very natural, and it's very natural that every people get married in this day and age, especially women. Sometimes when we see really qualified brahmacharis, then we encourage them to remain brahmachari, but for the most part we see that both men and women want to get married. And women should do so when you have an indication that it's going to not going to be an easy thing. Then immediately what we have to do is really be extra careful. We have to be careful because it may not be an easy thing to get into the relationship, but that's not where it ends. It's a relationship that you actually have to maintain, live through, and at the end it should be something that from which you are able to go back home, back to Godhead. That's what it means having a real relationship. So one should always be careful. Of course we need to be careful with all these things in this day and age, the type of proximity that's demanded of husband and wife. To live together is extremely difficult for people unless they really have a high level of Krishna consciousness and, I could say or, but and, they're very compatible. But if they're not very compatible, then they really need to be very Krishna conscious in order to be able to really live together, stay together, and help each other in life. If one's karma seems to be defying that natural need, then we need to be careful and we need to think about the process. I don't know what exactly the process my reader here, questioner, has gone through, but the result has been suffering. And if we follow Krishna's instruction, he says any engagement, any endeavor that's undertaken in the mode of passion will end up in suffering. Whereas when you act in the platform of goodness, then you'll end up with happiness. So, or at least you'll end up with a dutiful relationship. So all of these things, this type of personal relationships and marriage should be entered into in a mode of goodness. goodness methodology. That was sort of Srila Prabhupada's idea, where devotees who want to get married should begin by associating from a distance. You don't move in, live together, but you get to know each other, and after a certain period, when they're really certain, then they get married, and then they stay married for their life. And Srila Prabhupada based the criterion for marriage on Krishna consciousness, which means being in the mode of goodness. The devotees should embark upon such a very major lifelong commitment with a real clear view as to where they're going, a real clear commitment, and doing it in the right way. It's not possible to get the right result doing things in the wrong way. You'll just end up getting a wrong result sooner or later. So that's why I'm not, it's a little, there's a question mark in my mind what this in quotation marks I have in front of me here, a conjugal relationship. Excuse me, I had to pick something up, it fell down. So if a person has difficulty generally, you know, what do you do when you have difficulty in a situation? Then you look for assistance, you look for help, you look for the help of another party to give you actual guidance in this type of thing. And from a Krishna conscious perspective, one needs to get guidance from persons who actually know one well and who can actually help. From what I see here, if someone writes to me and says, I've tried to have conjugal relationship with devotees or non-devotees, I'd say a confused person. Confused person, because for a devotee to have relationship with non-devotees is he's confused about where you're going and what you're actually trying to achieve. So first be clear, do you want to be a devotee? Do you want to maintain life as a devotee? Do you want to raise your children as devotees, as much as you're going to be able to do that under the circumstances, because otherwise then you shouldn't get into any type of relationship with non-devotees, because non-devotees have different values and different lifestyle and different views, vision and different future, and it's just immediately a formula for strife and argument. So we need to be careful and responsible about how we enter into relationships, not just for our own benefit, but for also the person who we're entering into. It shouldn't be based on sense gratification of the senses, because we know that that's a short-lived part of the relationship. The relationship will really mature, or is meant to mature, through friendship. Through having things in common, through having a common vision for life, how people are actually assisting each other in going forward, and how they can also raise a family and give them that which other people don't have, and that which is the duty of every real serious grihastha, and is to give them Krishna consciousness, to give children Krishna consciousness. Now, how can you have a relationship and having a conjugal relationship with non-devotee? How are you going to give somebody Krishna consciousness? Anyway, it's quite for me, it's quite amazing how I see often devotees get involved in relationships. Sometimes I'm very impressed by the mature way in which devotees go about it. But I have to admit that at least in my circle of acquaintances, that's the minority rather than the majority. It's the exception to the rule. Cool-headed people who are really careful about what they want to get to and how they get into their future ashram. And perhaps that's one of the reasons why in Krishna consciousness our divorce rate matches that and is by some even said to exceed the divorce rate of non-devotees. No doubt devotees really need to get to know each other before they make this type of commitment, and in order to get to know each other, they need to give time. It requires time, and it requires real understanding of common values, because the way the world is working nowadays, there's no social pressure, outside obligation on anyone to do anything else other than do what they feel is right. And the idea of having to stay together, especially just out of duty, even if you no longer quote-unquote love each other, it's no longer fashionable, it's no longer the trend, it's no longer advised by anyone. It may even be considered to be unhealthy by psychiatrists, psychologists. So, yes, rounding off the answer, keep on looking, look the right way, be clear about what it is that you want out of life, other than just a man, and that you want what goals you're actually setting for yourself in that relationship. Not only putting yourself into a difficult situation, but obviously other people are also, the other party is also looking for something similar. So it should be really clear from the outset. This is what I stand for. This is what I believe in. And therefore, this is where and how I go about looking for a partner. This is what I expect from those persons, and this is what they can also expect from me. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.